free thy land. Gone underground, on the outer fringe of freedom. And this is your host, Freer Freedom, and tonight we'll be discussing where these fucking Nazi aliens are coming from. Where and when are they coming from? Because they're using time travel, and they're trying to hide that fact. It's true that the argument could be made that racial fascism is the inevitable result of class-based capitalism, especially if you allow the rich to become wealthy beyond any limit. But there does seem to be something more involved. For instance, the secret societies and the cruelty of Nazism seem more satanic than purely economic. And all the eyewitness testimony about alien bugs interbreeding with us and doing genetic experiments sound creepily like Mengele and the Nazis with their cruel human experiments. Also, William Tompkins said that the Nazis were among the first to make agreements with the aliens. Also, United States has an agreement with the aliens, and look how much Nazism there is here, growing every day. So to better understand what is happening in America today, we need to take a closer look at those fucking mantis aliens. Where the mantis come from may depend on what the mantis actually are. For one thing, they're sort of the opposite of us, a mirror image. We're a biological species that uses machines that we create to do things for us. They're a machine-type robot computer that genetically creates life forms to do things that they want done. Now, they weren't very common back in the day of early UFOlogy. There were greys, certainly, but there was a wide variety of other aliens popping up here and there around the planet. And now you seem like you hear a lot more of the greys and the mantis and humans working with them. And I don't remember a lot of humans back in the day either, so this may be a result of their steady invasion of us by abducting people and interbreeding cyborg hybrids. Now, if they are the mirror image of us, then they may be coming from a higher dimension, which means they may be invading our timeline all at once. The evidence for the mantis in the past may not have been there in the past. Maybe a recent development of them splicing on to our timeline. This is a scenario, and one of the wilder ones. And the more scenarios you have to choose from, the better off you are. And when you have no real facts, the best thing you can do is have a lot of scenarios and create logical models. Another scenario is that the mantis are the result of the American military using computers inside UFOs. Sort of like that movie The Fly. When you teleport something, there's a consequence. And the mantis may be a reverb consequence. And hey, notice, look, they're both bugs too. Another source for intel about UFOs and the paranormal is in Hollywood. After all, Hollywood is right next door to the mantis base, so there could be channeling to the writers subconsciously, telepathically. There could be leaks. It could be part of a cover-up. Because if it then later comes out, then people will just say, well, that's just like in that movie that we watched. That can't be true. And also, anything that makes a good plot in a movie would make a reasonable scenario in the multiverse. And because it's a reasonable scenario, that means it's going to be more commonly occurring in the multiverse, a more real element of one of the higher dimensions where the poles are reality and unreality. And what we're trying to do is move the mantis back into unreality. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California, 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. Now, what exactly is the multiverse? It's the higher dimensions from ours. And let's take a run at them. We live in a three-dimensional snapshot with time as our fourth dimension. And the fifth dimension would be alternative timelines where you made different decisions. And everything in it made different, an infinite number of different decisions. All the fifth dimension within the singularity of our universe. And on the other side of the singularity is differing physical constants. The constants are set at the Big Bang. Thad Roberts has a number. I think it's related to the curvature of the universe that when put into equations with pi yields all the physical constants. So a slight change in the curvature of the Big Bang in another universe will yield different physical constants, which will have an effect on the physical laws, which then allows things like Pegasus, which wouldn't be possible on the Earth. You couldn't get the wings big enough to lift the horse before the wings got too heavy. So that would be the sixth dimension. And it's full of anything you can imagine. So now the three higher dimensions from the three dimensions we're familiar with could be looked at as components of consciousness. Because that's the dimension we're headed towards, the dimension of consciousness. So it will be emanating into the lower dimensions as well. Time is like our memory. The fifth dimension where we decide is like our will. And the sixth dimension is like our imagination or ability to plan. The next three dimensions are more speculative. The seventh dimension may be a dimension of the unification of opposites, paradoxical things that wouldn't exist in the imaginary dimension. You're seemingly impossible. And there's also a lot of strangeness in quantum mechanics, and it may be emanating from the seventh dimension. And these upper three dimensions, again, I'm looking for a triplet that could be related to components of consciousness. So the unification of opposites of the seventh dimension would be enlightenment, the experience of realizing. This is an intellectual process, and the next dimension up is more of an emotional process. This is the eighth dimension, the dimension of light. Now there's an 8E lattice that physicists have found that can project down into the fourth and our dimension and explain a lot of the, I guess, the supersymmetry or other quantum physics ideas simply explained by a lattice in the eighth dimension. So in order for it to shine down light, it would be a logical extension. And people will also say that everything is energy or vibration, and that could be the experience of the eighth dimension. Energy is also a form of emotional effects. So I think this is the bliss of love. The three higher dimensions, we consider them to be higher forms of consciousness in this model. So we have an intellectual component at the seventh dimension, the eighth dimension, an emotional component, and then the ninth dimension would be pure consciousness itself. Infinite awareness. but nothing to be aware of other than itself, simply infinite consciousness. And so that consciousness would then lead to let there be light, making the ninth dimension the parent of the eighth dimension and all dimensions below it. Now let's look at dimensions from a time traveler's perspective. John Teeter claimed to travel in time, and he said when he got into his time machine, it was like in a barbershop mirrors reflecting each other, there'd be an infinite number of other John Teeters getting into their own time machines. This would be the fifth dimension, and therefore, according to the Zephyr Yetzirah, good John Teeters would be in one direction and evil ones in the other direction. But what if there were mirrors on the other two walls? What would John Teeter see reflected in those mirrors representing a higher dimension, the sixth dimension? Well, it may well be that John would see humans turning into mantis bugs in one direction and humans reverting back to apes in the other direction, like a time snapshot of human evolution. And possibly one of those other future reflections could be humans turning into the small grays. So you see, the mantis could be coming from the sixth dimension and grafting onto our timeline to seize our future. See, in Time War, you're not fighting for territory. You're fighting for the future destinies. I can't put probability numbers on this because I'm thinking it up right at this moment. And it looks to me more like it's one of the versions of humanity would be the tall whites. The future mirror would show the tall whites or the small grays as our future. Possibly the mantis would keep breeding less and less humanity and more mantis until we are completely gone. But then the mantis can't really survive here if they're all silicon-based, so they'll probably keep some humanity in the hybrid. This scenario of breeding into us from the sixth dimension as a way to get to this dimension is probably the most compelling reason for the mantis to interbreed with us, more so than interbreeding with us in order to infiltrate our programs and steal the UFOs. And another very compelling reason for the mantis to interbreed with us would be if telepathy required some kind of a resonance of genetics. So the question of where the mantis are coming from has some quantum mechanical ambiguity, some fuzziness about where exactly they're coming from. In fact, they may be coming from all these scenarios. If they're plausible in the multiverse and you can create UFOs there, then you can get to hear from there. Now, looking at where they're coming from in more normal terms, like whereabouts in the galaxy, well, the most likely place is Andromeda, the galaxy that will collide with our galaxy in a few billion years. This could be an advanced raiding party, in which case they're coming from the direction between 26 degrees Aries and opposite our galactic center at 29 degrees Gemini, and a little beyond that, say, because it does look like they're coming from Sirius at about 16 degrees further beyond that at 15 or 16 degrees Cancer. And they would be resisted by forces more towards the center of the galaxy. And since we're on the edge, we're up for grabs. And in a gravitational sense, when the two galaxies collide, it is very likely that our solar system could leave with the Andromeda system as it passes through us, since we are on the perimeter. Now, the Pleiades in the late 20s of Taurus are in the center of this attack vector. One of the reasons I don't trust the Pleiadians. Now, the opposite direction from the Pleiadians is Alpha Centauri, and that could be where the Ophiuchian resistance is coming from. This is in terms of galactic defense. Where humans fit in is, again, a very difficult question. The front for this Time War is probably smeared all across the galaxy. The lizards may actually be the native race to the Milky Way that conquered it several billion years ago, and the mantis are attacking them, and we're part of the invasion force. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California, 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. Most homeless can get food stamps. So instead of free food, what they need more is a place to keep their things and a place to sleep. They're commonly arrested for sleeping places, or they get tickets. And the solution is to prove that there was no legal alternative. Homeless themselves are not in a good position to do that, but this is a very simple activist action. All you have to do is to call around to every place that offers beds for the homeless, and then, on finding no available beds, you issue an alert in the independent media. Then the homeless can check that and know whether they should go look for a bed or just sleep somewhere where they might get rousted. If they do get rousted, they can then bring up your alert in court and get off on the necessity defense. Fuck the pigs, 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 fuck the pigs. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Fuck the Pigs Project. And we're back. Now, if the mantis are coming from the sixth dimension, that may explain why they need our agreement, some kind of a willing acceptance of their bullshit, because they have to cross the fifth dimension, the dimension of will and choice. And without our agreement, they tend to fade into unreality. Possibly. It's like Schrodinger's kitty cat. The mantis can't get into our universe until some observer from our universe opens the box. I can't say for sure, and I can't even give you a probability because these are new concepts I'm working on. But one thing I'm over 90% certain of, because I've known it for several decades, is that the aliens are skipping through time. Now, how do I know that the aliens are skipping through time? Well, in probability thinking, if I don't have any evidence, or very slim evidence, I'll go with whatever is the most likely, whatever the evidence supports, however strange, especially in a controversial field. So I picked up the skipping through time by combining, I think it was the Travis Walton case. It's been so long I can't remember for sure. But in that one there was a time differential. He was only gone for a short period of time on board the ship. But in our world it was like 5 days or more, and the police were looking at his friends for murder. And then Rip Van Winkle. Now, once I have a fact like this, then I start building sub-facts off of that. That should also be true. And any new evidence that comes along, it has to be run through this fact. So in the time since I came up with that, I've come across a few other things. Like there was a CIA remote viewing experiment now released under the Freedom of Information Act, where they gave them the coordinates on Mars for 1 million years ago and asked them about life there. And they said, well, it sort of is and it isn't. That could be interpreted as the Martians were skipping through time, probably because there's no food there. William Tompkins, when referring to the Dracos hunting dinosaurs on Earth millions of years ago, he referred to it as if it was just a few weeks ago, and the interviewers laughed about it, and he continued to do so. Now, the way to interpret William Tompkins is that he's signed a lot of secrecy agreements, so he can only speak obliquely about some things. He's very direct about his childhood when he got recruited into the programs before he signed anything. There's also Charles Hall saying that the aliens live 10 times longer than us, but that their wounds heal 10 times slower. I think he was misled by the aliens, that they were actually skipping through time and they're only around 1 year out of 10. Well, you know, it's probably a star system that's within 10 light years of here, and Sirius is within 8. And they're smeared all along in between it as a scenario. And I think finally Corey Good said that he really didn't get how they were able to terraform planets through using time travel. So all these bits of evidence that came later tend to confirm the original idea without too much effort, and would be puzzling from other points of view. And William Tompkins had to withhold it because the government didn't want you to know that. Charles Hall was lied to by the aliens because they didn't want him to know that. And Corey Good misdirected the attention into terraforming. So this is one of the most central facts to understanding the motivations of the UFO reports, is that those aliens are skipping through time. They're sort of like homeless pirates. They don't have a lot of supplies with them. They have to set up supply depots, and that's probably what the terraformed planets like ours are for. And their histories are carefully choreographed using secret society agents as puppets. Planted technologies, ideologies of politics and religion, and telepathic manipulation. Which, of course, could be easily countered by the abductees taking psilocybin mushrooms to change their consciousness and therefore change the consciousness of the telepathic aliens who are invading our thinking. Instead of going toe-to-toe with the Nazi skinheads in the streets, the way the alien Nazis have planned it. You see, the Nazis rose to power in Germany through street fighting. They need some kind of a foil on the left to point their fingers at and say, see, there's the enemy. Then the Nazis in the dip state point to the street violence as a justification for a crackdown and paramilitary checkpoints along the roads, the suspension of civil liberties, and all the usual fascist tools to oppress us. But we do have an alternative, and you could start it. This is something simple enough for one person to do. Here's how a shroom sanctuary would work. First of all, you're not going to provide mushrooms to anyone. You're merely providing a sanctuary for people to take mushrooms who have been abducted by UFOs. To protect yourself further, you could even put on your flyers, "No selling of mushrooms at this event." Where you hold your shroom sanctuary is a matter of militia discretion. On private property, it's more easy to exclude people like the pigs, the ones in blue, and other kinds from disrupting the event. But you are, of course, being less inclusive and engaging in private property, which is blasphemy in my religion. If you decide on the public option, then you can choose to get a permit or not. And in my view, asking permission to be free is surrendering your freedom. If you decide on the no permit option, then you have to think about, where can we get away with this? If you live near the beach, the seaside of the high tide mark is generally open to the public. And often half a sidewalk is available to the public. But if you want to lie down on the sidewalk, you may need to find a map to see if it is allowed in that area. What kind of music you can get away with is also at your discretion. And of course, in times of COVID, you're going to have to be spaced out 6 feet while you're spacing out. Be creative with your lights and decorations, because when the pigs do come, you'll have some stunning cop watch video. Shroom out! You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California, 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. And that's our show for this evening. We cover some difficult concepts. In this part two on the mantis, part one was hot naked women secretly take over the planet, where we covered their tactics and the bases of the mantis. And in the next episode, we'll be covering their telepathy and more on their possible motives. Free Thy Land also covered how the mantis are infiltrating our military and how exopirates secretly ripped off the U.S. military for $21 trillion. All these are available at radioforall.net. That's radio with a number 4, all.net, where you can also find all kinds of independent news, political commentary, and music by regular people just like you. And on that day, a Milankovitch cocktail was thrown by the sun upon the Arctic methane, and behold, there did arise a great flaming donut from sea to shining sea. And it did lift up the land by classified technology, and the poles that were 4 were then again 2, to the woe of the world.